joining me in the studio today is Jackson from Parasite Skate Park. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Scott. How about yourself?
Oh, gosh. Haven't slept, but we're going to keep it going.
Yeah, it's sunny today, though. You know, we got a beautiful sunset last night coming through the clouds.
Oh,
it's going into a good weekend,
I think. You're totally right. You're totally right. You had those, like, nice, high, stipply clouds that went all the way across. Oh, my gosh. It was purple. Yeah, man. Can you see that from the Parasite skate park where you're skating?
Yeah, actually, funny enough, the skate park has a big open. It's under Interstate 610, and the sun just kind of pours in underneath it, so it makes for a great afternoon time, and the sunset just comes right over some ramps that were just built out there and donated.
So. Right, right. That's what we're here to talk about, is the Parasite skate park at Paris and Pleasure.
Right.
Right by the St. Bernard Recreational Center in the Gentilly kind of area. And there's been a whole story and history to this site, its existence, the contention of its existence. And now y'all are taking it to the next level, I guess, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It started out with a bunch of skateboarders and neighborhood kids coming out there and pouring concrete on some on a vacant slab, cleaning it up. It was basically a nuisance property, and underneath Interstate 610. And over the years, the city started realizing that energy was a positive thing and not a problem. And instead of demolishing it, some folks in City Hall basically joined forces with us. And now we are having a grand opening tomorrow at noon. At the skate park, and Mayor Mitch Landrieu is going to be out there doing a ribbon cutting instead of a normal ribbon cutting, I guess, would be the event, but this is a little more fun.
You're having a grill out, so it's a ribbon cutting?
A 16-foot ribbon will be sliced by the mayor while some lucky skateboarder gets to jump over it. Maybe I'm giving too much away, but I think it's going to be a blast.
That's crazy. That's awesome. So, yeah, it went from, you know, there's all that space under the interstates. I think even, you know, growing up, I hung out under the interstate in Lakeview, where I grew up, because in the summertime, it was cool. Like, that was the only place you could get out of the heat.
You got it.
We laid down on the concrete. I didn't skateboard. Oh, I didn't skateboard well. I mean, I tried. Mostly I just rode the bicycle around. And mostly we just sat underneath the thing and, like, because it was cool and it was the only cool place to be. You had nowhere to be because you're 15 and everything that you do. When you're 15, everything is, like, illegal. You can't do anything.
Well, skateboarding elsewhere is illegal, technically, in the city.
I see.
On the street, it's a toy. It's legally. But that's, you know, that's a whole other conversation. But you mentioned the bikes. It is a good spot for biking. A lot of kids come out with bikes, razor scooters, pretty much anything that's not motorized. And have a good time. There's kids that just come out there and climb on the ramps because, I mean, there's definitely a lack of hills. And it's a good spot to scramble.
Yeah, it's great that people just of their own accord came together and fulfilled a need. I was just trying to say that there's a general need for recreational spaces in the city. We have, you know, the city park wants to turn all the old dilapidated thing back into a golf course, displacing like thousands of people that just use the park to like park and hang out, you know, under a tree. That can't happen anymore. I mean, so these spaces are really valuable. So it's incredibly, it's amazing. And it's so happy that, you know, the city is recognizing the value of this space and the value that people put into it. And, if you, dear listener, want to put more value into it, you can go to bit.ly/parasite, and that's Paris, like Paris Avenue, where it's at, Paris, I-T-E, and find out more about the next stage in adding to the park, adding to the ramps. You had, like, a lot of discussion about what to add next. How did that go down?
Well, basically, the skateboarders that initially started building the skate park did it illegally, and because this is the only skate park in New Orleans, it's the first one, and it's 100% funded separate from city budgets. So all the money that is raised right now is going directly towards concrete ramps that local skateboarders have designed. You know, we put it up on the chalkboard. Hey, we're having design sessions. Come on out. We're going to talk about what you want to skate out here. And
So you got a chalkboard out there? It's like an office too?
Yeah, there's no office, no internet, no electricity. But there's
chalkboard.
Lights.
But, I don't think they even have chalk. Like, you're talking about a real chalkboard?
A real chalkboard. Well, it's
pull that
it's
out of
plywood
the
with black paint on it.
Oh, okay. But, I guess they have that paint now. I was thinking, like, man, who has a chalkboard anymore?
I don't think it's a good low-tech way to communicate.
That's awesome. anyway, sidebar.
But high-tech, or not high-tech, but social media-wise, that's a big thing for the skating scene. So, you know, any of the Facebooks and the Instagram, Parasite_DIY, and our Facebook page, Parasite Skate Park, is a good way to keep up with what's happening and find out more.
Yeah, and their website is Parasite, again, Paris, like Paris Avenue, ITEDIY.org.
Right, you
got
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And find out more. What's happening this Saturday? Tell us.
So we're having a grand opening with the mayor. The commencement will be at noon with various representatives from the city and the skateboarding scene. And then there's a skate jam and DJs and barbecue starting at 11 in the morning till 4 p.m. We'll have Philly from Humidity Skate Shop is going to be out there grilling for everyone. So that's a good community support right there. And, hopefully it'll just be a good time. We got good weather, it's looking like, and be a blast. Just wanting to spread the word to more people about this. Important asset.
Yeah, and people have been out there for a while. How long has this been going? This has been
about
years.
3-4 years now.
Yeah, that's incredible. And, like, you know, I remember growing up, there were skate parks pop up here and there. A lot of them, like, you know, they come, they go, they get demolished. Or I remember there was one in Mid-City that was, like, behind a door. You know, you had to, like, pay, like, membership and stuff.
Right. No one has to pay. Kids just walk out there and hang out all day and have something to do. And, you know, we're starting, like, various programming and whatnot to you know, some of it all in different directions, educational, environmental program and whatnot, as well as just, you know, honestly, the place itself is programming. Out there and there's a good vibe, and it's been described by skaters who come from across the country to the space as, you know, one of the most accepting, open, best vibe skate parks they've ever been to.
It's accepting. So, like, if you're like me, I haven't been on a skateboard since, like, 1982 or something like that.
You
wouldn't laugh at me too hard, right? I fall down my ass all the time. That's cool. I mean, that's hard to cultivate. I mean, you know, that isn't necessarily something that takes a lot of work, I think, to bring, like, that supportive community together. You were saying that... I forget. Well, if people want to plug in, it's like their first time. You have the event this Saturday at 11 to 4. But, like, generally, are you there on the weekends?
Right. Weekends are the best time to come out. I mean, that's when everybody's out of school and doing their thing. But also, every Saturday at noon, we have volunteer cleanup there. The whole thing is 100% volunteer run, so it's good vibes like that. But if you want to come out, you can just plug in that way and meet the folks who are behind it and, you know, go from there. If you want to help out, you can also message us on the Facebook or through email with the website.
And it's Parasite, Paris, ITE Skate Park on Facebook, and Parasite, Paris, ITE DIY.org on the website.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
And then bit.ly/parasite. PARISITE is our. I just throw some more addresses.
How often do people get that wrong? I guess it's like,
pretty often, but it's getting pretty ingrained. The city spells it that way now, which is cool.
Okay.
That was a big one.
So you're coming up real. That's pretty great. So it's happening Saturday, 11 o'clock, Paris and Pleasure, under the interstate. Check it out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jackson.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Into bicycling, but you run into kind of like there's this error. you run into these dudes, right, that are just all teched out. They got, like, the latest bike. They get
expensive as shit. They have all this clothes. They did all this stuff. They kind of make it about, like, how tough you can be and how capable you are and what kind of crap you can buy. And I don't know. That turns people off. I mean, do you have that kind of dynamic?
You know, we don't have as much of a... you know, because it's predominantly a skate park, there isn't as much the bike scene that that you see, like, controlling the vibe. The bike scene has been there in and out. There's a few folks who are really helpful from it. But really, like, it's, if you're asking about just kind of the corporate aspect of it or the, you know, commercial aspect of it.
Not even that. Yeah. Just, like, things can get competitive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, how, like, does that intrude on the vibe? I mean, how you cultivate, like, a community besides just having the space? I mean, you have the space is one thing, but a space can be kind of alienating to, like, black people or women. If, you know, how do you work to make
One thing, I mean, from the very start of it, it didn't start out as we're plopping this down right here. It started out as, all right, cool, here's an abandoned slab that people are burning out cars on and dumping their trash. We're gonna clean that off. All right, cool, that was something that was a good vibe with the folks around from the start. And, you know, when there's kids running around that don't have anything to do in the summer, that's an automatic, oh, there's other people, there's big kids over here doing something.
Right.
So it was like, all right, cool. It wasn't, here's this fenced off construction site. It was, cool, come on out, kids, help us shovel some dirt and break up some concrete and have fun. And then, like, you know, then the high school kids were loving, like, getting a sledgehammer in their hands and getting a little of that teen angst out, you know, and you know, and then also it was like, all right, cool. Well, here's some paint. If you want to paint these ramps and whatnot, do it. You know, we don't paint the ramps anymore just because they're higher quality, and that's not a good. It's slick for skateboarding if you paint.
Right.
But and we don't really want to encourage the graffiti. But the at that time it was cool, and so that just kind of got it off on a good start. Just like everybody was participating, whether you're talking about folks coming out and shooting music. Like, you know, there were a lot of kids who necessarily didn't skate. Who would come out and shoot a music video or do a, you know, some other little project that they were involved in. And so that was cool. You know, kids who didn't ever skate before would come out and just, like, ride down the skate ramps on their butt. So that was, that helped with the inclusiveness. I think, you know, there were, like, girls skate nights. There's, you know, we haven't had one in a few months just because we've been so stuck on, like, paperwork side of stuff. But there's, yeah, like regular girls' skate nights here and on the West Bank that we've got going. And that's been something we've consciously been trying to do. As far as, like, racial diversity, that's kind of just happened. That's actually been something we haven't really had to try to do. It's just because,
silly, so.
Everybody comes out. It's pretty harmonious in that sense. But the biggest thing we've had to do consciously to breed diversity is trying to get more female-bodied people out there, that's, you know, and it's happened, you know, and it could definitely happen more, but I think it's definitely more.
Well, even just recognizing that, I think, is different from a lot of places. You
know? Very much so. I mean, one of the first things that happened was people were like, we don't want this to be some big old Hessian fortress where, like, folks are, you know, scared to come in or getting scared off for skating or not being tough enough kind of thing, which is, you know, like every other DIY park I've ever been to in the country is a place you're kind of, it's full of intimidation. It's an ego-based place.
That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes the park can get turfy, like,
Total turf.
It's like the surfer movies where the surfers, like, kick other people out of the beach.
It's the exact same, yeah. Don't want the zonies on the Cali beach.
Yeah, right. So, cool, man. Well, yeah. Thanks, Jackson.
Yeah. This was up.
Other people out of the beach.